This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado will take the first steps toward possibly renaming Mount Evans next week. An advisory panel will hear testimony from representatives of indigenous tribes. Tim Mock of the Department of Natural Resources said several new names are under consideration.
There's six proposals as of today that we will eventually get into.
Among them is Mount Blue Sky. The mountain is now named after former territorial governor John Evans, who is blamed for the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. A new court ruling could cloud the future of DACA, the Obama-era immigration policy that temporarily shields some undocumented people from deportation if they were brought into the country as children. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Colorado DACA recipient Alejandro Flores Munoz wants Congress to step in.
We need a permanent solution to make sure that the contributions that dreamers like me have been putting into this country for the past 10 years not only could remain, but are able to expand.
Renewals will continue for people already enrolled, but the program is closed to new applicants. Boulder police have made a second arrest related to a shooting that occurred early Sunday morning near the CU campus. Officers arrested Gabriel Sharma at his Longmont home Wednesday. The 18-year-old was charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of disorderly conduct. Two firearms were also found on the scene. Officers arrested another suspect earlier this week in connection with the shooting, and a third suspect was shot and apprehended at the scene Sunday. The state's Colorado.gov homepage is back online after a cyber attack took it down for more than 24 hours. A group of Russian-speaking hackers known as Killnet claims to be behind the widespread attack that also hit other state websites across the country. This is CPR.